Hey there, my daily detachment squad. It's your girl Avery Hart here, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a runaway roller coaster, ups, downs, loop-de-loops, and the occasional feeling of being flung into a pit of existential despair. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate these turbulent times? A secret weapon to keep our cool, even when things get crazy? It's called gratitude, and yes, before you roll your eyes and think, gratitude? That's so cliche, hear me out. Cultivating gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna all the time or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about intentionally shifting our focus from what we lack to what we already have, big and small. It's about recognizing the good stuff, even when life throws us a curveball. And let me tell you, this little shift in perspective can make a world of difference. So, today, we're diving deep into the art of cultivating gratitude in our daily lives. Let's get real, because sometimes that's exactly what we need, right? Ever felt like your brain is on overdrive, replaying every mistake you made or worrying about things that might never even happen? Well, guess what? Gratitude acts like a mental detox. When we focus on the good, those pesky negative thoughts tend to take a backseat. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we explore this powerful practice. First off, gratitude isn't just a feel-good concept, it actually rewires our brains. Studies show that practicing gratitude can increase levels of serotonin and dopamine, those happy hormones that make us feel good and motivated. Think of it like this. Every time you feel grateful, you're essentially giving your brain a little boost of positivity. Pretty cool, huh? Second, gratitude doesn't mean ignoring the bad stuff. Life happens, and sometimes things are tough. But instead of dwelling on the negatives, we can choose to acknowledge them and then actively search for the silver linings. You know that feeling when you face a challenge and somehow come out stronger on the other side? That's the power of gratitude. It helps us find meaning even in difficult situations. Third, gratitude is a muscle that needs to be exercised. Just like any other skill, the more we practice, the better we get at it. So, how do we make gratitude a habit? Start small. Take a few moments each day to jot down 3 things you're grateful for. They can be as simple as a warm cup of coffee or a beautiful sunset. It's like a little mental inventory that helps us appreciate the abundance in our lives. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of expressing gratitude to others. A sincere, thank you, can go a long way. When we express our appreciation for the people in our lives, it strengthens those bonds and creates a ripple effect of positivity. Ever noticed how good it feels when someone genuinely thanks you? And finally, remember that gratitude isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. What works for one person might not work for another. Experiment with different techniques, keep a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a few moments each day to reflect on the good things in your life. Find what resonates with you and makes you feel truly grateful. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling frustrated and stressed, right? You're late for work, you have a million things on your mind, and the only thing worse than the bumper-to-bumper gridlock is the honking symphony that seems to be playing nonstop. Now, here's the thing. Instead of letting yourself get sucked into the negativity vortex, try this. Take a few deep breaths and look around. Notice the trees lining the road, maybe even a blooming flower pushing through the concrete. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. You might be surprised at how quickly your mood shifts when you consciously choose to focus on the simple beauty around you. That's the magic of gratitude. It can transform even the most mundane moments into opportunities for appreciation. So, remember, my friends, cultivating gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to see the good, no matter what life throws your way. It's a superpower that's within our reach, and the best part? It's free. Ready to join me on this journey of daily detachment? I know you got this. Don't forget to share your gratitude stories with us. Tag hashtag daily detachment on social media and let's build a community of unbothered individuals together. And as always, stay cool. Stay kind, and keep shining bright. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.